Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, three of us come stumbling in this morning because we had our big holiday party here at the radio station last night, and I'm not happy with myself.
You're not?
I'm not happy with myself at all.
Why?
Well, before the festivities started, they dropped off all the food, and they put all the extras in the kitchen here.
Yeah.
So we had extra boxes of pizzas and meatballs and sausage sandwiches, and they didn't open up the main buffet for everybody for a while. So Katie and I specifically were standing in the kitchen making a pizza in there, our biatch.
Sure were.
Yeah. I think I had roughly 47 slices of pizza last night, about six sausage sandwiches, 14 meatballs, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Before the party even started.
But how about that pizza, huh?
Oh, my God. You know what's funny is I didn't realize how much I liked it. I gave some to my shirt, too. Josh was the first one who noticed.
Oh,
he rolled
right
in. He was like, Katie, I spilled a pizza all over
my front and center.
Oh,
so little marinara action.
I had to meet everybody and talk to all the important people completely sloppy. You know?
Should have seen what was in your teeth.
I know. I looked a hot mess. So, yeah, anyway.
But what was that pizza?
Was so good. I don't know what was on it, but it was delicious.
That
can we give him a shout out?
Please.
It's Angelo's.
Angelo's
right?
Yeah. off of Santa Fe. It's next to Breckenridge Brewery.
I will be back to Angelo's.
Angelo's is money.
Yeah.
Hell of a calzone there, too.
Those pizzas and those sausage sandwiches were no joke.
The ribs.
And then the ribs were.
What was on that pizza, though? What was that magic drizzle?
It was balsamic, right?
What it is?
I think it was almost like a caprese pizza, like a margarita
it was
caprese.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It was really good. But I think the big thing was the crust. It just, everything was so perfect. I was blown away by that pizza. So good job, Angelo's.
It's so funny because I was just there like last weekend. We just were out and about doing stuff and we're like, where should we go to eat? And we're like, Angelo's. So if you've never been.
That was the first time I had their stuff.
I highly recommend too, if you go, you got to get the appetizer of the French bread. It's French bread with marinara on it covered in melted mozzarella.
Okay.
And it comes out and it's just oozing over it. And have that with a glass of wine and you are living.
Cheese pull.
Oh,
cheese pull for days.
Oh, yeah.
This is to say you are talking dirty to me.
We had some baked raviolis last night.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, the arancinis.
So those mozzarella sticks.
Yes, the rice balls, the arancinis.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Good.
That was the best part of the party last night.
At the party? No, we got to give them a shot. Out. That casino theme that they had.
That stuff?
We had the craps table along with Texas Hold'em and Blackjack going on in our building while the Christmas party was happening. We're talking legit dealers. This isn't like, our promotions people turned into Blackjack.
Oh, these
blackjack
are professionals.
Dealers.
They knew what
these
they were doing.
These were professional dealers.
Doing.
And the Texas Hold'em guy taught Josh and I how to play poker while it was happening.
You were killing it.
We were having some beginners. Luck, Katie.
I was
like,
taking everyone's money.
She was taking everybody's money. I got a couple wins in there, and it feels really good to gamble and win.
Especially feels good when you don't know you won. Like the dealer kept having to tell me, "Oh, this goes to you." I'm like, "Josh didn't win," and he's like, "No, you won." I'm like, "Yay!"
So I got to ask you, since I quietly snuck out and left early,
you did.
I bounced.
The Irish goodbye.
I slipped out so quick.
You did.
What did you win? Do you win money? What were you winning?
You won. Depending on how many tokens you had at the end, raffle tickets to win the prizes that they were giving away.
We didn't win like cash or gift
card? No, no.
You won a chance to win something else?
You won a raffle ticket. So depending on how much money you had left, like I had $775. They gave us $500 and then you got to go have fun, right? And again, dollars, quote unquote, it's not real money.
Chips,
but chips. And then I ended up with $775. Josh, you had like $400.
I like 400, but it's true. Like, I know you're
raffled.
I know you're saying, you get a chance to win, but it's true.
Like, I got 8 raffle tickets
because
I had 7.
Okay, then what were they giving away with the raffle tickets? Gift cards and money.
Gift cards,
signed jerseys.
Kale McCarr signed.
Kale McCarr
stick.
So, some decent stuff.
You got sweet nights, too. Like, sweet tickets.
Good. That's good.
Christmas Day Nuggets tickets, New Year's Eve Avs tickets that they were giving away. So, there was a lot of fun prizes. But they were also giving away sausage.
Sausage?
Josh won sausage.
Are they doing the boxes of sausage again this year?
Yeah.
Not again with the sausage.
But it's funny because we get the sausage as our Christmas bonus every year,
yeah,
right?
Don't be jealous, everybody.
Kind of like a little joke around here. Like, oh,
where's my Christmas sausage?
How about that breakfast sausage?
Can't wait to grab my sausage.
Yeah, so it's kind of a joke. But then when they started giving it away as prizes, it kind of, you saw it all hit everyone at once. Like,
that's my box of sausage.
Doesn't everybody just get sausage? Yeah.
So some people are going to get double sausage.
Well, but they didn't say that at first. They say they made it seem like this was the sausage.
Yeah.
And we weren't going to get our bonus sausage.
And I want my bonus sausage.
We all want our bonus sausage.
Guess whose card was pulled?
Yeah, Josh.
So you got
mine.
Sausage.
So
okay, so you won't get double sausage.
No, he will.
I found out. He will get double sausage. So you actually won. He won something. So if they gave you your bonus early, so now you get double sausage.
That's good.
So now Josh will have two boxes of sausage.
Yay.
Perfect.
We will just have one, Jer, because we did not win. But still, it was so much fun. Like, we had a blast. We were here until well after 7 o'clock last night.
Good for you
and
guys.
It was fun.
I left at 5:30.
You did. You did.
You know what was actually incredibly unsettling to me? I didn't think everybody was going to go all in on the ugly sweater. I thought that was like a quick afterthought, like in the email. Oh, and if you want, wear your ugly sweater. Let's have some fun. So I'm like, we got clients here in the past. Previous Christmas parties, we've all like come in suits and stuff. Like everybody wears a suit coat. You dress really nice. So I threw on just a sport jacket with a nice shirt, you know. So I was like, I'm going to look nice. Clients here, right? I come rolling in. Everybody is in their ugly sweater.
I'm like
the only one who is dressed nice. I'm like, what the frick, man?
Yeah.
So I felt a little uncomfortable.
You definitely were dressed a little.
I was nicer. A little more professional because we're going to be around clients. But I was like, damn it. I guess that sweater thing was legit.
They really meant that whole sweater thing.
I guess
thing.
They really
but
did.
But what's funny is they didn't do, they said they were going to do a prize for it. They didn't.
No, there was no competition.
They didn't do a prize
for it. Why? Because they ran out of sausage.
I know, exactly.